Yes, welcome to another Bible study. It has been a challenging week for most of us, including myself. But through God's grace and mercy, we are here as a testament, as a testimony of His faithfulness, and we give God thanks. To start off, I just want to share this scripture with you from Hebrew chapter 12. Really is verse 4, but to get a an understanding of it, I'm going to start from verse 1. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be weary and faint in your mind. And verse 4. Verse 4 said, he have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. That's the verse, that just dropped in my spirit this evening. We have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. You know what that means? It means we're not dead yet.
Yes.
Yes, we still have a lively hope. We still have a hope for better. For betterment, so we are still alive. We have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. So no matter what comes our way, we are above and not beneath. We're going to hold on to that. Hold on to it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, and while we wait on others to join, we just want to report victory for victory, thanking God for Sister Camille and our ministry, Prayer Portals to Heaven International. Yes, we celebrated 2 years of ministry on Thursday. We had a beautiful time in the presence of the Lord. We celebrated under the theme From Glory to Glory. It takes the form. It takes the form of our Bible games. It takes it, also we did testimonies, which I hosted that testimony. Bible games, Sister Terry hosted the Bible game. We have a singer, Sister Angel. It was a beautiful celebration. And looking at the history of it, they started from 6 persons. And rose up to like I think it's 52, Sister Camille.
No, Deacon, we started with 9 and we're at
Yes.
40.
Okay, yes, in 2 years. So God is in the vineyard and he's working his purpose in and through. And we give God thanks. We continue to celebrate victory in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, and tonight we'll have Sister Grant presenting for us. Continue with imperfect people that God has perfected, and I am included in that as well. Yes, I am included in that as well. The imperfect people whom God used, so I'm giving God thanks. I'm giving God thanks, and 2 weeks ago, Sister Grant would have started off with Sister Rahab, and she mentioned to us how she hid the spies, Joshua and Caleb and the other spy that went up to spy out the land, and Rahab hide them. And we're going to hear tonight as she recap on it and also complete that section for us, You know, it's an interesting study, and we give God thanks. Amen. Before we start, let us just breathe a word of prayer. Lord, we give you thanks for this another Saturday when we come to for study. Yes, mighty God, I pray that as we enter into this session, that indeed, mighty God, you will cause us to have a clear head. Remove every obstacle from us, every impediment, everything that would cause us to stray. We pray, mighty God, that you will set our minds aright. We crucify it with Christ even now. We pray, mighty God, that you will give us good soil for your word. We pray, God, that there will be no contamination in us, Lord God. We pray that you will rid us of all sin and carnal weakness. Forgive us of all our faults, all our shortcomings, everything, mighty God, that we have omitted, and everything that we have committed. We place it under the blood. We pray, mighty God, that we will be pure, a people that are pure in your presence. Purify us once more, Lord God, so that when your word hits, it will stick with us, and it will give us, mighty God, good judgment to go forward in grace. Mighty God, we pray that our vessels will be clean to take in new wine this evening, mighty God. Clean us out, inside out, mighty God, so that we'll be ready to receive a rhema word from you, mighty God. Let our direction, our thought, and our mind be completely be on you, mighty God, and nothing else in this hour that we come to give ourselves unreservingly unto you. Take our heart, take our will, take our hands, take our feet, take our mouth, our ears, our entire being, and use it, mighty God, for your perfect will even now. We pray, mighty God, that there will be no technical difficulties. We come against every plan of Satan
Yes, God.
against this meeting. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we declare, Lord God, that we will have a grand time in your presence. We pray your anointing upon our speaker this evening, mighty God, that the word will come forth with clarity and with power, with deepness, with depth, mighty God, and that as it reaches, Lord, us, we will be transformed by the renewing of our spirit. Lord God, we commit this service into your hand even now, and we give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen
Amen,
and
amen,
amen.
amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Our speaker tonight is none other than our own Sister Grant. She needs no introduction. She needs no introduction. She is sweetly anointed. Listening to her, and knowing her over the past years, I've never known her. When I don't remember knowing her going to the dance or going to the parties or whatever. I know her as a Christian woman. I know her as a believer. There's no doubt in my mind that she has been touched by the blood of the eternal covenant of Jesus Christ. We give God thanks for our own Sister Grant, and we give God thanks the way he has been using her. I must commend her, however, from she came into this group. She's nothing less than she is. No, she has, she come and she place herself to be used of Almighty God. She has always been at that place where she is open for God to use her, and we give God thanks for our own Sister Grant. Amen. So help me welcome to the podium, Sister Marcella Grant. And don't take it lightly when she comes to present. She is all the way up in Maryland, and and when she comes on, it's always a blessing. We just give God thanks, and we just bless God for her. Sister Grant, it's all over to you tonight.
Okay.
We welcome everyone in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Evening,
Thank
Sister
you,
Grant.
Brother Everton.
Good evening, sir.
for the introduction. We're going to work together as usual. So be prepared to work with
Amen.
me.
Amen.
Yeah, pre be prepared to work with me. Okay, 2 weeks ago, we started to study rehab. And unfortunately, last week I had to break, and much to my regret. But I pick up back from where we left off. But just to remind you and to for anyone who is coming on and didn't hear the beginning of it, the topic is imperfect people who God perfected. And we are studying one such person, Rahab. And this woman is of importance because although her lifestyle was not right, she's been referred to in the Bible six times as a prostitute. So that has something to say about her. Six times it's mentioned that she's a prostitute, not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament. So we discussed last time that she had some negative qualities, but she also had some good qualities. We discussed that she was a prostitute, she was a liar, she was a traitor, and she knew to cover up her tracks. She was sly. So we said that we all have something in common, like Rahab. It may not be all of the characteristics, but we do have some of the characteristics that she has. We tell lies, white lies, and the rest of it. You know all about it. None of us is immune from that. So we also said that she had good qualities. She was brave and courageous. She had a spirit of discernment. She was selfless and she loved her family, and that she had faith. She believed in the true God, the eternal God. We left off up where she, after hiding the spies, the two spies, she made a covenant agreement with them that she would have a red cord extended through her window, the same cord that she used to allow the spies to escape and hide, get away from their pursuers. So that red cord was going to be a marker for her, because when the city was going to be destroyed, that would be the mark to know that that house is under the blood. So we pick up from there and we go on to Joshua chapter 6 and verses 22 to 25. Now let me give you a preview of what happened before we get to there. Now God had instructed Joshua, and I think Sister Camille did it when I came on, Joshua and the conquest of
Amen.
Jericho. Right? Am I right? Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. So after Joshua listened and obeyed God, he was supposed to go around the walls of Jericho 7 times, 7 times. But on the last day, he should go around it 7 times and blow the trumpet and all that. You'll have to go back to Joshua chapter 6 to get the full story if you don't know that story. So we pick up at verse 22 to 25, where Joshua was going to save Rahab. So I'm going to ask somebody, because it's Bible study, you're supposed to have your Bibles. I didn't ask anybody to read it. So we're going to read Joshua chapter 6, verses 22 to 25.
All right, Joshua 6, 22 to 25. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence this woman, the woman, and all that she had, as he has sworn unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab, and our father, and our mother, and our brethren, and all that she had, and they brought out all our kindred, and left them without the camp out of Israel, and they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and our father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelt in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Here
Thank you.
endeth.
Thank you. So we see here now that she was saved because of her faith. She had strong faith. She was a woman who was, we call, a pagan. She didn't serve the true God. She was from a pagan country, a pagan culture. And so here she's been saved because of her faith. But not only because of her faith, she was also saved because of her works. Because faith
Without
without works is dead. So let us look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31.
By faith, the prostitute Rahab was not killed with those who were disobedient.
Okay, so you see right there in Hebrews, she's been mentioned as a person of faith because Hebrews chapter 11 gives an account of the faithful, the heroes of faith, and she was numbered with the heroes of faith. And we look at God can use different people in different situations because it takes work with, along with your faith. Now, remember the wise men? Before we get to the wise men, do you remember Moses? Moses was saved because of faith, somebody who had faith.
Amen.
When the Hebrew boys were being destroyed because Jacobel had faith. What she did, she hid the baby
Baby.
by the river, and the child was saved because of her faith.
Amen.
Moses, God saved Moses for a purpose.
Amen.
Yes.
And we see how Moses led God's people to freedom. So we have to exercise our faith, put our trust in God, and
Yes.
watch God work.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Watch God work.
Amen.
Okay, let us look at another scenario. The wise men were told to go and kill all the baby boys under a certain age. And because of their faith, they didn't go back to Herod. They went another way.
They were warned of God. They were warned of God.
Because
It was God.
God's sovereign and wisdom overrule what man has planned.
Amen.
God is suffering,
And God is wise, and he knows what he is doing. And we can't counteract in Milton and God's plan. Okay, we just didn't know. Wait, Jesus Christ. God used Rahab, and he can use individuals. He can use you. He can use me. And even on this platform now, God is using people for a reason, to win souls, to encourage people, to
He's using
encourage
you.
people.
He's using you, Mrs. Grant. Right now, he's using you.
To God be the
Hallelujah.
glory, to God be the glory. Because God don't save you to sit still and don't do anything.
Amen. Praise
Whoa.
God.
Here, Rahab did something. She used her faith, and she did something because God was using her to carry out his plan. And the result is she was being saved.
And their house.
Yes, because she trusted God
Amen.
and God rewarded her. God reward, because when we work for God, when we trust God, he will reward us.
Amen.
We don't know how he will, but he'll certainly reward us because our work will not be in vain. So, Rahab, a pagan, a Canaanite person with whom the Israelites would not mix. She was scorned, showed great faith in the Almighty God, not only by her belief in him, but by her action. We look
Miss
at Hebrews 11:31 already, and we saw with all the
may I say
faith we
something
have,
here?
the
May I say
work has
something
to
here?
accompany it.
Thank
May I say something here, please?
James 2.
Oh, and Miss Grant, Miss
Excuse
Scott
me,
want to say
but
something.
just a second. I am not hearing the feedback, so I don't know, volume or something.
Want to say something, but I cannot. I am not sure if I'm being heard. I want to say something, but I'm not sure if I'm being heard.
Yes, I'm hearing your sister Scott.
Sister,
Great.
I am not really hearing loud enough, so I can't even know when to break. So a volume problem. I don't know if it's me.
The point I want to make is that Rahab was saved and her household. Rahab was saved because of her faith in God and what she did. Now her household, were they saved people? Were they in faith as Rahab was? Because if I am saved and my household is saved, then I'm wondering if my household believe in God. That's the point I'm coming to. And maybe many other people want to hear that. Your
Okay.
saving bring also your household into the saving grace of God. Am I correct? I don't know. Could somebody define that for me?
So you're saying, Sister Scott, that Rahab and her household was saved, and we have no evidence to say that our household were believers
Hallelujah.
and stuff. But
Yeah.
you remember in the New Testament with Paul and Silas when they were in prison and they prayed at midnight and there were a great earthquake and their bonds were loosed. Remember that not only
Yeah.
their bonds was loosed, but all that who were in the prison with them, in that cell with them, it was
Yeah.
loosed. They were loosed, all of them.
Yes.
And we didn't have mention of them praying, but when God moved, the entire atmosphere that you're in
Shift,
will
shift.
shake. Remember that he falls the rain on the just and on the unjust.
Yes.
So whether you're a believer or not, if you plant something, it's going to grow. You
And
know?
just to piggyback
Yes.
on that, Brother Scott, wasn't the jailer and his entire family saved too that night?
Yes, they were baptized
Yeah, so
as
back in
well.
those days, it seemed like even because I remember it wasn't just as for me and my house will serve the Lord. It almost seemed like back in those days, it's like when somebody got saved, it's like the entire family got saved. It's not so like that today. It's different because we're in a different era. But it seems
Yes,
like back in those days, that's what happened. that's what I'm coming to. Because of real salvation, is it that all her, all her, everybody else, because of her faith?
Yes, and
Yeah, because we you have that mass baptism, as I think Brother
yes.
Scott just mentioned, the mass baptism, the jailer's household, everybody was baptized.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So the entire atmosphere shift.
Yeah.
So when that is why you see when you as a believer, when you receive the Lord as your Lord and as your personal Lord and Savior, and you go to work, and not even reach work yet, but among your friends and your colleagues or whatever, among them, when your presence is there, certain things
There's
that
a
they used to say,
change.
they don't say it again.
Say it
Certain
again.
conversation, they don't say it around you because they know that you are now walking a different, they see the light of Christ in you.
Yes, I understand that. But what I'm saying is still I don't get the answer for it. What I'm saying, because of my salvation, will my whole house be saved? They don't believe what they are saying because of my salvation. We
No,
have
it's
a
not.
saying, every tongue must sit on its own bottom. We
No,
have a saying.
that's a personal thing. It's not a group thing there. It's personal.
In these days, Mrs. Grant, and I believe in my household. In these days, I believe in my household. But the others do not believe. My belief will bring them to be
No,
saved.
Christ. No.
Not your belief, but if you live the life that the word
Jesus
says
is
to live,
gone.
that should draw them to Christ. But your belief, everybody, it's personal. That's what I think anyway. It's personal. And as the word says, you work on your own salvation, it's between you and God. So you have to confess and believe. And
Yes.
then you're saved in today's.
Amen.
Amen. So it's not a group. No, we live in the time we are living in, the time of period of grace. It's a personal thing. It's not a group thing, it's a personal thing. You can only live a life that will influence others to come to the truth. But your salvation won't save them. Your salvation.
In Rahab's case, it was a good thing.
But that was Old Testament, is what was Old Testament in a case where one person's faith was able to rescue, save the other family members.
Not so now. Not so now.
No, we are under grace, so we have to do
I'm not grace.
it differently. Each person is a one-to-one thing.
Yes, yes,
Amen.
yes, one-to-one thing.
yes.
Yes. Stand
Amen.
for
Yes.
you cannot stand for me, and I cannot stand for you.
No.
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 That's a point I want to bring to the group.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for bringing
Good
that out.
point. Yes.
Yes, Sister Scott. So I believe the only way that your household could be saved is if they are drawn to the Lord because of you and they confess the Lord and they deal with it on an individual basis, then that's when they
Amen.
would be saved. But
Hallelujah.
other from that, then no,
Hallelujah.
it won't
Hallelujah.
be like that.
Yes. Okay. Can we proceed then?
Yes, go ahead, Sister Grant.
Amen. So, yes. So, I was saying that Rahab is mentioned among the heroes of faith. And then her work was made mention of her faith in God. But we also have another reference which comes from James 2 and verse 25, where reference is made of her again.
In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous
for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction.
Yes. So there again, it's proving that she had faith.
She had faith and she also had love.
Right.
Love.
And then our faith is also working. Faith at work. Faith at work. Because I can believe in God, you know, but I never tell anybody that God and Jesus love them and Jesus died for them. And if they put their trust in Jesus, they'll be saved. Oh yes, oh yes, Right?
oh yes.
And apart from even the words that you're going to say, our action will have to prove that we really trust God. Okay. Now, act of courage and disobedience. She risked her life. Right? She risked her life because she disobeyed the laws of her land.
It is.
But only to find grace. Only to find grace. Rahab's story is a model of God's marvelous grace. Right? And we see that because you are saved by the grace of God. So grace was extended to her because of what she did, her belief and her faith in the Almighty God. Any discussion here? We talk about Moses being saved for a purpose. Jesus was being saved from infancy because there is a reason why Jesus came. Anybody has any thoughts on that? Yes, you are saved for a purpose.
Yes. When it comes to Moses, when it comes to Moses, he was to be destroyed. He was to be destroyed, but God saved him, and he grew up in the king's palace, where he had all the options and all the this and that. And then when he ran away to Midian.
Media.
Yes, when he ran away to Midian, God brought him back. God brought him back for a purpose, to save his people.
Purpose. It delivers people,
To save his people.
yeah.
Yeah. And although Moses didn't want to go, he was reluctant. He was reluctant. Because many of us have been very reluctant to serve God. But Amen.
God,
in his goodness and his mercy, worked through Moses that he could lead the Israelites into freedom. So God worked in a miraculous way for his saving grace.
Any other thought?
Yes, just to add on to that, Sister Grant. It's rightful to say that when we are saved, we're saved for a purpose. And I just want to just bring that home to even our very situation. We're not saved just to sit down and wait to be raptured. You know, we're not saved. There's a work
They have
here
worked.
for us to do. And the moment you're saved, you know, it's time to tell of the goodness of Jesus.
Yes, work
It's
too. Yes,
work
work.
time. You know, we are
Yes.
not saved because of works. I've said that before on this platform. It's not of works why we are saved. But when we
Yes,
are
it's much
saved,
too.
you are to do good work.
Amen. Amen.
You know, your work and my work cannot save us. But when we do get saved, we are to do good works, and it
Yes.
must follow us, you know. And we
Amen.
must fruit, the fruit of the Spirit must
Must
the
be
fruit of the
evident.
Spirit must be evident in our
Evident in
life.
life.
and stuff, not so much the gift. You know, not so much the gift. The gifts are important, but
Yes.
the gifts must be used to produce fruit in our lives. And
Amen. And
so when
amen.
we are saved to do good works, and it's for a purpose, just like Sister Scott said with Moses. Moses was saved. Moses get the calling to do work, to do his encounter with God caused him to do the work of God and to deliver his people from
Amen.
Israel. Amen.
Right.
Praise God.
That
From
is,
Egypt.
let me just add, you say when we're saved to do works. So when you think about spiritual gifts, that the Lord would have given us as believers, really, for a fact, the gift is not for us, And if you would really
Hallelujah.
think about an apple tree, the fruit on the tree is not for the tree, it's for us to go and take off and eat. So if you're given
Amen.
a gift as an intercessor, it's really not for you. It is for God's people. And that's why when we acknowledge that we have a gift, and the moment we become believers, we are to ask God what our gifts are so that we can start using them, because He didn't give us so that we can take it. The apple is not for the tree to eat. It's for us to bless others and to glorify God. That's why He would have given us those gifts. That's why He would have saved us. So as you rightly said, I'm just in agreement with what you're saying. When we're saved, it's not to sit down, it's to go out and to tell of the goodness of God in whatever ways or form He would have inspired us to. Because people will do it differently. Some persons will sing, and people are drawn to God. Some persons will encourage. Some persons will preach. Some persons will teach. Some persons is just their lifestyle and how them carry themselves and the present how they carry the presence of God. The light of God is seen through them. But whatever gifts we're given, once we recognize it, then we know that we use it now for the glory of God to bless others.
Amen.
Bless the
And
Lord.
Amen. It's important that we know the gift that the Spirit has given to us
Yes.
and to use it.
So the gift then we said, as we said, is to edify believers
Yes.
and to build up the
Build
body
up
of
the church.
Christ.
Yes, to build up the body.
Amen.
Amen. So you are not to hide.
To serve others is not for you to sit down and hold it up, but it's
Right.
for
So
service
once
in God's kingdom.
you know or identify your gift, the gift of the Spirit that you have, the fruit of the Spirit, you are to use it. You are to use it. Because that's why it was given to you. Not to cloak it up, but to use it.
Use it.
Build up God's the
Yes,
body
us
of
and kingdom.
Christ
Yes.
and to build up God's kingdom.
Sir,
All right.
there's
Say
for
some.
service.
May I say something? May I say something, please?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if I'm wrong, but the thought has just come to me that many of us do not know the gift that we have.
Oh.
Many have more than one.
Yes.
Many of us do not know the gift that we have.
Okay.
Well, Sister Scott, I don't know. Not long ago, maybe last year, I don't remember how long now. I may just say it here that why I don't come on Thursday evening, because it coincides with our Bible study at our church. But we did do an evaluation, and people discovered the gifts that they have.
Yes, I
So
said,
there is
yeah.
an instrument out there
Yes.
which helps us to identify the gift that the Spirit has given to us. Some
Yes.
is for preaching, teaching, healing, and the list goes on.
Ministering
About
gifts.
some 20 gifts, I think.
Yes.
I just bring up the point. I just bring up the point to let us know, and others in the group as well, to know that they each have a gift, but cannot identify it.
Okay. So
I just
over to you, Brother Everton.
bring
Okay,
it as
all right. That's
a
something else later on. So, as my sister said that you have gift and some people can't identify it. So whatever Brother Everton could do, if you want to pull up the assessment And then individual people could do the assessment and see what is their gift, if it's one of giving, if teaching, whatever gift. And some people have more than one gift. Yes.
Yes, and the assessment that is done this year, next year may be different
Yes.
because things change. Our thing, your life and everything change. So the gifts you have this year, next year might be different. And are you in
I
agreement?
totally agree, yes,
Are
Mitch.
you in agreement? Yes.
Amen.
Our sister got more added to it then. Huh? More added to it. Yeah. I more,
Born again.
yeah. According to
Is
what God
it
wants you
as
to do.
you
According to
much? Is
what
it as
God
you
wants you to
mature
do.
in Christ? Is that
Yes.
maturity brings more of that?
Manifestation of the gifts, yes.
Yes.
The more you mature, the more you're
A
able to.
manifestation of gifts, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
And
right. So we're going to move on now. So Jesus was not killed because God came to us, and you couldn't kill God, and he it was for a purpose to save us.
yes, salvation.
Yes, we wouldn't have salvation without him. So God made provision that nobody's going to touch my anointed.
Amen.
So Jesus came for a purpose, just like we said Moses was saved for a purpose. Scriptures tells us that Rahab was integrated into the nation of Israel.
Yes.
A Gentile converted to Judaism.
Amen. Amen. That's where we come in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So Ahab's life was transformed, and the transformed life, we look at a reference that we have here, 2 Corinthians 5:17. As it pertains to us.
Yes, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
Amen. So Rahab lifestyle was changed completely. She never practiced the lifestyle that she once lived. And so we find that for us, if we are going to serve the Lord, we're going to follow Jesus Christ, then we have to undergo that transformation.
Yes.
Anything in us that is not right, we have to get rid of it. We have to take off, as Galatians said, take off and put on.
You are new creatures
You
in.
are a new creature. So take off and put on. I think it's Galatians 5. Right? I think somewhere nearer to the end.
Take off the old man and put on the new.
New. So now
Yeah. Yeah.
Rahab is walking in newness of life, right?
It's
Yes, because of her works, because of what she did. And
so
now
could.
she's living among God's people, so our lifestyle change.
Could somebody find Galatians 5 for me? And I think it's somewhere closer to the end.
Galatians 5.
20, somewhere there.
The fruit of the spirit. The fruit
Did
of
I
this.
let me check my Bible.
Yes,
I
it is.
didn't read that. That one just came up. I didn't.
Fruit of the spirit.
Galatians, Ephesians,
Galatians 5, I think. Galatians 5. Okay, Galatians 5, verse what? I'm trying to help.
22, was it?
Think.
Galatians 5. Galatians 5.
25.
Let us look
2.
at verse 16. Verse 16. Have
Galatians.
I therefore become your enemy because I tell you no? Verse 16.
Verse
I
16, this
say
I
then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's the one.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, I was reading Galatians 4. Oh,
Galatians 5,
yeah,
16.
16.
Verse 16.
Yeah.
So now,
Oh.
Rahab, because Rahab submit herself to God, she's now free, walking in freedom by the Holy Spirit.
Are we going to read Galatians?
I was expecting somebody to read it. I don't want to do it.
Abe, I read it.
I read it. Galatians 5, verse 16. I
No.
say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Go down to verse 22. I'm sorry I didn't give it a full reference.
Verse 22, but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace,
Long suffering.
long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
Okay, I'm sorry. Live by this, I'm going through it now. Live by the spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the spirit, and
Opposed to
what the
Amen.
spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For
Mm-hmm.
these are opposed to each other, not to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you
Oh,
are not subject to the law. Now, the works of the flesh are
money.
obvious: fornication,
Again.
impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I'm warning you, as I warned you before, those who do it, such things will not, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
And then I go on to verse 22. Please read for me, Mrs. Scott, because I am not.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
Okay, so we have a
Hallelujah.
contrast there, the transformed person and the person who is still walking in darkness.
Yes.
So we Rahab gave up her lifestyle. She was transformed.
Amen.
She's a new creature, a new
Yes.
creation, I think some translations say.
Yes, Lord.
So we are studying Rahab, but we are also to look at ourselves
Yeah.
and see where we are in
Amen.
relationship to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 It's time for inspection.
Oh God.
Turn the searchlight. Turn the searchlight on ourselves.
Right. Look, I look into myself. You look
Yeah.
into yourself.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Wash me, Lord. Wash me, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank me, Lord.
Jesus,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Light is on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Jesus,
you, Jesus.
Jesus,
Oh God.
Yes.
Thank you,
Glory to God.
Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit. Thank you, Holy
Thank
Spirit.
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy
Glory to
Spirit.
God. Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Those who are Amen. Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
purify our thoughts, purify our minds.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Thank
Oh,
you.
God.
Amen. Now,
Thank
the new Rahab. Let's look at the new Rahab. She married a Jew whose name was Salmon.
Yes.
Salmon, the son of Nahshon, a leader of the tribe of Judah.
Yes, Jesus.
Rahab married into royal family, into
Oh,
the royal
God.
family of Judah.
Yes, and boys come in there as well.
What a glory. What a
Thank you, Jesus. What a
imagine
blessing. Oh, God.
from the
Right.
dunghill
Yes.
into royalty.
Yes.
Royalty, because of a thing.
Amen.
Because
Reference.
of
Oh,
reference.
Jesus.
Amen. Glory.
Reference Matthew 1:1-5.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Look how many
Yes.
of us were down there in the
Oh,
ashes, in the dirt, in the filth.
Maya. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Look where we were. But
Oh,
in not need
God,
for the grace of
Jesus.
God.
Thank you,
Lift us
Father.
up.
Thank
Lift us up.
you,
Oh,
Father.
God.
That's
Yes.
what I mean.
From the Mary Clay.
Bring us into royalty, into the royal family of
Hallelujah.
God. Ears and joint ears with
Hear the
Jesus
Jesus
Christ.
pandemic
Hallelujah.
body. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Somebody, it's a long list of names, and we might not be able to, but just look at it for yourself.
Yes.
Matthew 5.
Yes, it tells about the generation of Christ
Yes.
leading down to
Genealogy.
Christ.
Yes.
Yes, and Rahab was made mention in that
Mention. Yes.
list.
Bless the Lord.
In the genealogy of Jesus Christ, a prostitute.
Oh God.
Yes, a prostitute.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Came from that line. He came from that
Male
line.
lineage. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't look down on yourself. If you're on here tonight and you have not met Jesus Christ, don't look down on yourself. There's hope. There's hope.
Hope, hope,
Thank you,
there's hope.
Jesus.
You're not doing it of yourself. God can do it. Just release your faith
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
let God work.
He will adopt you into his family. Hallelujah. Glory to
Hallelujah.
Into the royal family of God.
Hallelujah. Ears and joint ears with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mrs. Grant.
Oh,
Sons
God.
and daughters.
Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mercy.
This is a remarkable story. And
Many of
many people don't know
But they are royal.
that they belong to the royal family.
Yes, Peter tells you.
So
Yeah.
it doesn't matter where you have been, what you have done. There's a place for you in the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
There's a place.
Thank you,
We're
Jesus.
Oh,
royal.
Jesus.
There is a place. I messed up a thousand times.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I messed up so often. I've been down there.
Hallelujah.
But
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
God
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. But
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And God can lift up anybody from the
Yes,
ashes, from the
Jesus.
dunghill,
Jesus, Jesus.
and give them that
Oh God.
position
Thank you, Jesus. Sit
in the
Amen.
royal family of
Oh
God,
God,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory
Thank
to
you,
God.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
God hates the
Hallelujah.
sinner, the sin, sorry. God hates
But
the
he
sin,
loves the sinner.
but he loves
Hallelujah.
the sinner.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Last
Thank you,
reference.
Lord.
The last reference, Romans 6, sorry,
Jesus.
Romans 5, 6 to 11. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Romans 5.
Thank you, Jesus. Romans 5, 6 to 11.
For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God,
hallelujah,
His own love towards us. In that, oh glory to God, while we were yet sinners, Christ died
for us.
Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved through wrath through him. We shall be saved from wrath through him.
Jesus.
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, even much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved from this his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received, oh God, reconciliation, glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes. So reconciled. Oh,
there you have it.
Hallelujah.
While we're in our mess,
and
when we're out there doing our own thing,
oh God, thank you, Jesus.
God sent his son
to
rescue us.
Oh,
Jesus came on a rescue mission. And all of us can hold on to the lifeline.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because no one who comes to him will send away.
Jesus.
Faith in God's provision will lead to salvation and inclusion in the covenant, because we have a covenant relationship
with him. Oh,
with him. But over to you, Brother Scott.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank Jesus, to God be the glory, great things he has done.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Grant. You're here tonight and you haven't been touched by the story of Rahab.
Oh, God.
You know, from prostitute, from a life of prostitution to a life of royalty.
Oh, God.
You know, she was a liar. She was a traitor. You know, she was conniving. She knows how to cover her tracks. You know, and we have seen, even in our life of paganism, she being a pagan worshiper, she recognized that there was something more that she needed. She recognized that the life that she was living wasn't the fullness, she would have asked Joshua. She was told, Joshua said, I know God will deliver this place where I am on into your hands. You know, God will deliver. She had that faith, believing, you know, and our faith has saved her. You know, and looking at that story, and we see so much of ourselves being reflected in it. You know, when we were covered up with dust, you know, no one knows the pearl that was embedded in us, but only God. Only God. When we were broken down, when we were dismantled and stepped upon and everything, and everybody would say that that's the end. But God is the one that could pick up the broken pieces.
Amen.
And put it back together again. Here goes a harlot.
Uh-huh.
Here goes a prostitute. Here goes a whore. There goes a liar, scammer, deceiver. And yet God, who is the master builder, would put back the broken pieces back together again. I know as God's people, first of all, he's the master workmanship.
Yes.
And we are his people. He knows the treasure that he has put inside of us. You know, he knows he has hidden that treasure in earthly vessels. And it's only going to take some time. Some people, it may be realized quicker. The treasure that is in you may be realized quicker than some. But there is a work that is embedded in you to be birthed in this season that you and I cannot even fathom what God would do in our lives and stuff, because our ways are not his ways. His ways
No.
are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are greater than our thought. We don't know what God has in store in each and every one of us for a season like this. But as Rahab did, she made herself available and pliable to be used of God. And she was in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is our
Yes.
Redeemer and our
Yes.
Savior. You
Yes.
know? And I believe that someone's salvation is tied up in some of you, in some of your lives, or in some of your hands, even now. Your transformation could bring forth a family, your family saved, coming along, roping along in that. Your transformation, your believing in God could cause a co-worker, a friend, somebody to be changed. You know, so we only God knows, but we have to make the first step. You know, you're not, it's not like we're gonna sit down and wait for salvation. We have to believe and we have to accept. And we recognize that every deliverance that was taking place in the Bible, and even now, it has something. The person who has been delivered has to be have to play a vital role in their salvation, in their deliverance, a vital role. He said to the man that was paralyzed, he said, "Get up, take up thy bed and walk." The man have to get up. Jesus stooped down and mixed some clay in his hands, spit in his hands, and mixed some clay and put it on a blind man's eye and said, "Go wash." The blind man have to go wash. You know,
That's a
so
good thing.
yes, the woman with the issue of blood, she has to
Yes.
touch.
You
You
have
know,
to do
so there you
something.
have to do
You have to
something
do something.
physical in order to claim this miraculous salvation that we speak about. Something you have to step, make a step of faith. Only a step of faith. You
Action.
know, the prodigal son would not have been redeemed unless he realized in himself that I've erred, I have erred in my ways, and I'm going to turn. I'm going to get up out of this sly pen, from this pigsty, and I'm going to go home to my father. He starts stepping, and he don't know what acceptance he will get. But as he step, there is something closer to his victory. So there is something that you and I have to do in order, you know, to get ourselves right. Sometimes it's just a
Action,
yes, yes to
action,
Jesus.
action,
Yes. Sometimes
action.
when you just hold your hands up, the tears just start coming down because there's a transformation, there's a renewness in your mind. There is something, you know. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to the God that we serve. You know, he is more than enough. And just let God be God. That's
Yes.
all I have to say tonight. Just let God be God
Thank God.
in your life. He's the only one that can heal all our soul diseases, and we need him. You know, the word of God tells us that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Whether you're going to do it here and this on earth, are you going to do it when you meet him face to face, when it's going to be too late? Bow the knees now and confess now. Jesus Christ is Lord, you know, to
Yes.
the glory of Almighty God. I
Yes.
give God thanks, I give God praise.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, as we would close tonight, as Sister Thelma Scott would close off for us in prayer, I just want to welcome you all again, you know, to another Bible study. That has been a tremendous blessing. I think this is the last Bible study for this month, for the 6 month. Today is the 28th. So yeah. This is the last Bible study. Next time we meet will be July. I give God praise for each and every one of you. Is there any first time worshiper with us tonight? I see iPhone 7. I'm not sure who that is associated with. iPhone 7. Yeah, no. Okay, Sister Lyria. Welcome, Sister Lyria. Sister Hutchinson, we see you there. Sister Tracy, Sister Pamela, bless the Lord. I see Sister Kian. I think she stepped out a bit. Yes, but Sister Kian was here. We welcome you all in the name of Jesus. And I'm not seeing every name clearly, but if I missed someone that has been here for the first time, we want to make you welcome and feel free to come and worship with us again. I thank God for you all. Is there any prayer requests? Any burning issue, any testimony, any prayer request, anything that you want to share with us, or anything that you want us to pray with you about before Sister Thelma prays, so we can include that in our prayers as well. Any feedback? Any questions?
Yes, Deacon, just feedback for Sister Mern. I just wanted to let her know how blessed I feel tonight, how fulfilled. Because honestly, I didn't know that Rahab would have gone through all of this. So it's new to me, and I'm learning, and it just caused me to feel empowered. You know, if God can take a prostitute, and her name can be. Her, she was named. That's what blew my mind. You know, she was named. We read of women, the woman with the issue of blood, the woman by the well, but she was named in the Bible, and
Hallelujah.
so many times too. And to be honest, I didn't know. You know, so I've learned, and I just feel excited. I don't know why I'm excited, but I'm excited. You know, so I just want to let Sister Merle know that it was really a blessing listening to her present, and I have learned, and I bless the Lord for her, and I pray that she will continue to avail herself, that Holy God will continue to use her for His glory. God bless you.
Bless the Lord. And I too been blessed. I did not recall Rahab. She was married into royalty, and it really gave me something to go read about now, because I just leave it there in Joshua. I just left Rahab there in Joshua. She came all the way down in the Hall of Fame, made mention in Hebrew chapter 12, the Hall of Fame. Made mention again in Matthew 1:1-5, and so Rahab didn't just stay there in Joshua. She came all the way down to Jesus Christ. Yes, so there's a lot to learn from it, and we bless God for your Sister Grant.
I also want to thank Sister Grant for the Bible study. It was very interesting, and I've made note of all the chapters, the scriptures that is taken with Rahab. So I'll go ahead and I'll read it for myself and get to know more. And it was very, very, very good, and I enjoy listening to the story.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the
Thank
Lord.
you, Sister Grant. My takeaway from that is just to reassure us that God's turnaround is not moved by humans' logic. And timing, just his timing is everything. You know, I was listening to a sermon earlier, and it says that in 24 hours, Joseph moves from a prison cell to a palace throne.
Amen.
And just one day, Esther moves from an orphan to a royal queen. And yet, in one divine moment, you think about it, and then there's David, who moves from tending sheep to being crowned king.
Yes, God's
And
call.
so I just look at all those and I say to myself,
The
greatest thing is we still have access to him, and he's still not done working miracles in our lives because we tend to limit God's potential. We do that a lot. We think because he does one miracle, we can't get past it. And sometimes it's not our train of thought. It's just that we're so hung up on how glorified we are with it. But we're supposed to praise through it so that we can still be elevated to more miracles. So this comes in to tie with a gift is not, give is not made to be taken and sat on. A gift is given, and the more you keep giving, is the more you'll receive. And with Rahab's situation, it's just a perfect example of no matter where we are, and that's why he's God in the low and he's God in the high. No matter where we are,
Amen.
he'll meet us. All you have to do is open your heart and invite him in.
Amen. Amen.
But be prepared when you do so, because the levels that he can take you is beyond human recognition. And I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for each one of you. And each week as I grow, I start wondering and my mind start thinking. And the more you dig into the Bible and the Word of God, is the more you become one with it. So I pray that this will continue to enrich my spiritual needs. Thank you.
God, this is the Teresa.
Bless the Lord.
Good night, everyone. Bye.
Night, Sister Pamela.
Night. I'm grateful that I catch this Bible study as a way to give. From me personally, even though I'm speaking, I'm a bit nervous. It's like I'm not sure what my gifts are. I know for sure that I'm not the only person. I tend to work behind the scenes, even at work. I'm not the upfront person. Like, even at work, I just want to work behind the scene, and I feel much comfortable doing that. And I'm not sure. I love to talk to the person one-to-one, encourage them, but to be upfront, make a presentation or to just to be in a conversation and to be I don't know how to put it, but it's not that at times I don't want to, but be so nervous. My hands start to sweat. My tummy hurts and all of that. So I'm just wondering if working behind the scenes where I feel comfortable working with anything, I mean, do anything behind the scenes. If that can consider as a gift to work bit, I don't know. Because to be honest, I'm not the upfront person, so
Bless the Lord.
motivate and to push the person who is there, and I will stay behind, and do my thing. So I'm just wondering if something is wrong with me, or I'm not sure where I am as well. I'm using my gifts. I don't know, but I really want to work for the Lord, but as I said, I'm not the not a talkative person, even though I try to do it and I stumble over my words. I'm so nervous in my voice and all that. I make mistakes. So I don't know. So I tend to stay nervous. And then,
Yes.
however, if I see someone one-to-one, I can share what I learned, but to be in a congregation or to be in a group, that's my weakness. But I love what I'm seeing. I enjoy and feel, and I learned. But to even to actually go there and to, right, if I'm with somebody, I prefer doing it on a one-to-one. I'm not going to go in the group like that. You know, I don't know if something is wrong with me, but I find myself more like, stay behind and do what I have to do. And it's like I feel more relieved, and I'm not sure if this is right or it's wrong or I'm voting for. Hearing about it, I want to work for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Things to be starting out so nervous, and I don't know.
Yes, Sister
And I need
Pamela.
to know that
Yes,
even at work, I don't want to, do the presentation. I will do whatever there is to be done, but don't ask me to come up and do that. I don't know. Something is wrong with me there, but
Oh God.
I don't know if my gift is to just work in silence and let God do what He's doing. I don't know. I'm just looking at it that way. I don't know. I just need
Hallelujah.
feedback as relates to that, if there is anyone who can assist me, if possible.
Amen. Yes, Sister Pamela, you got a desire. You got a desire there. And I know that with the desire that you have, the Lord surely will meet you and to enlighten you. It's not some of the gifts. It's not all the gifts are like upfront gifts. Some are in the back, some are in the background. You know, not everyone going to be there as a apostle or give a prophecy or a discernment and stuff. But you have some that will be in the background for administration purpose, for helps, you know. Yes, some will be in the background,
Hospitality,
you know.
hospitality.
Yeah, yes, and faith. You can have faith in silence, you know. Yeah, faith is not the gift of faith, the miracles and stuff, you know. So as you seek, and it's not like a one gift. You know, most of the gifts come in multiples. You know, you will have a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and the same person that giving the wisdom, giving the knowledge. You will have tongues and the interpretation of tongues. Those are like twin gifts. You know, those are like twin gifts. They walk together. And discernment as well. A gift that discern the spirit, try the spirit. Faith. You know, a faith. Faith is the only gift that is both a fruit and a gift. The gift of faith and the fruit of faith. You know, so I would Paul, in his writing to the Corinthians church, he said, desire, earnestly desire the best gift, any gift you think you need. Just pray about it. But as you pray, the Lord will magnify, be magnified, you know, and open up the gifts, help you to unravel the gifts. You know, as Sister Camille said earlier on, that some of the gift that you have are not necessarily for you, you know. It's to edify the body of Christ, because
Amen. Amen.
as an intercessor, yes, Brother Scott, as an intercessor, I can't find myself interceding for myself. Whenever I intercede, I intercede for you guys. I intercede for anything that the Holy Spirit will drop in my spirit. That's what I intercede for, because it's not to edify me, it's to edify the body of Christ. You know,
Amen.
yeah. When I pray, if you hear me pray by myself, you would say that's not Brother Scott. You know, when you hear me praying open and stuff, you can actually hear some. You can actually, it's like dynamite. But when I'm praying by myself, if you're next door to me, you would never hear me. You know, yeah. And it just go to show that the gifts that God would give you is for others. Sister Camille said the apple tree The apples on it is not for the apple trees, for those that would come by
Okay,
and
yeah.
eat it, you know, and stuff. And you remember Elijah on Mount Carmel when he was there with the 400 Baal prophets, and he called fire to come down from heaven and consume the sacrifice, the evening sacrifice. And it was only moments after that when he have a one-to-one confrontation with one woman and he have to run away.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was there so powerful on top of that mountain, with the manifestation of the gifts that God would give unto him, and he would call on fire from heaven and it would consume the evening sacrifice. Yet when he had a one-to-one confrontation with Jezebel, he had to run for cover.
Run, Jezebel.
You know, so Sister Pamela and we're going to pray together, and I know God is going to reveal to you the gift that he has placed in your earthly vessel, you know, and it's going to be manifested in the name of Jesus. Sister Lyria, she has placed that our sister-in-law lost her life in the course of this week, and she's asking for prayer for comfort the family at this time. Our brother, our husband, sister, she lost her life. And Sister Tracy too, I think is a cousin that has passed in this week. So we pray God's comfort during this time. Amen. Yes,
Amen.
Sister Scott, is all over to you. Sister Thelma.
Let us pray. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, that you're the Almighty. You are the great God. You are the great God, the mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Everlasting to everlasting. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness, for your
Jesus,
and for your mercy.
Yes,
Lord. Let go, God, you are righteous in all your ways. And we want to praise the Lord. We want to lift you up, Almighty God. We can do it as we ought to, God. But just as we are without one plea, and that blood was shed for us, and that you bid us come to thee, O Lamb of God, we come. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, God, for having us. Lord, we are not worthy even of the crumbs that fall from your table, but oh God, you have us. Oh, what love the Father has showed upon us that we could be called the children of God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You walk with us all through today. Oh God, you have taken us even to this very moment. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good. His mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Holy God. We confess that we are no good. We confess that all our righteousness is as filthy rags.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh God, that we are not both to be here at this moment, but because of your mercy. Because
hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. We are sinning before you. Yes, Lord, yes, God, God, and I pray, oh God, for eating our lives, and we come into the ministry of God in our faith. Hear us, Lord. Hear us, oh God. Hear us, Lord, not in the community, oh God. Keep us, make our way ready for the Lord. May cleanse us of all our righteousness, Father God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving the honor and the praise and the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who are we, Lord? Who are we, Lord? Who are we in your presence? Oh, hallelujah. The only thing of us all, God, is to be our heart. Oh, Lord, we come like you want. Yes, Lord, God told us. God told us. Thank you, Lord. God, we come to our heart with your knees and cleanse us, Lord. Lord, come again. We come again and see the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Thank you for the meeting together, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for what you said. 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 Thank you, o
God, but the joy that has gone to our heart. Oh God, to help us to walk in the truth, oh God, to walk in the truth, oh God. And many of
Yes,
us,
Lord.
yeah, oh God, we have some eligible grace unto the King of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Help us not to look at what it says, but to look up.
Oh
Yes,
God, thank you,
Lord, yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, God, for the things that we heard this evening.
Yes,
Thank you,
Lord.
God, for the word that has gone down into our hearts. Lord, may they go to Jesus, but may they bring us to a sweet night, God. May they bring us to your kingdom. May they bring us to your glory. Thank you, Jesus, all of us who are here tonight, God. And we have heard the word, Jesus. May they be in vain.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, may they bring forth fruits unto right, fruits unto repentance. Yes,
yes, Lord.
Jesus, yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we can bring ourselves, oh God. We can turn the light into our hearts, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Very, and very good. Yes, Lord, look down on our situation. Look down on us.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Sister Grant, who presented and read in such a way, oh, God, anybody could understand.
Hallelujah.
So plain, so simple. Lord Jesus, anybody that went free.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, yes, Jesus. May somebody go away tonight, oh God, and filled with the Spirit of God. Filled with your Spirit, oh God. Walk in your ways, oh God. Doing righteousness, oh God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All evil deeds, all evil desires, yes, wash us. Wash us. Just wash us, my God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. May we remember everything that is said in your word, oh God. Guide us in your truth. And we say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.